sir, would you state your full name and if you remember your ABC number?
My full name is Damian Middle F as in Sherelle Cole.
Do you remember your ABC number?
My, the Arizona DOC number?
Yes, sir.
I remember it was 1187-46, I believe.
That was correct. And
yeah, that was forbidden. It's a good
question. Okay, yeah, and you would have lost things if you didn't remember it, so. Okay. You were going for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to a request for a pardon.
Yes, sir.
The board member to conduct the hearing this morning, and whom we have Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. We have Dale Rittenhouse, the economist. My name is David Wheel, and I'll be the hearing aid.
Okay.
So I'm going to get some information here, and then I'm going to once we cover a little bit of information, I'm going to basically turn it over to you to explain what you're looking for here, so, okay? So you're 45 years old, and from your application, I'm taking you to living in the matter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're seeking pardon for two drug offenses from 1995.
Yes, sir.
They were both completed by September of 2000. You've had your civil rights restored, your gun rights restored. In Arizona, your gun rights are restored. But because you're living in Nevada, they don't accept that for the purchase of a firearm. And I was banning my wife and your package from previous hearings that Nevada would accept a pardon on your record as an attempt to purchase a firearm in Nevada. Correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I do have a question that I had at the end of my notes, but I'll hear right now. This is for clarification. So in the state of Nevada where you live, because you had these crimes in Arizona, even though Arizona's restored your gun right, they won't accept that, they want this pardon. But that issue, are you considered a prohibited possessor because of your charges, or are you just excluded from being able to purchase a firearm in the state of Nevada?
It's just an exclusion being able to purchase because they don't accept the right restoration from Arizona, California, or Utah.
Okay, but now the question that follows that is, if you came to a living marijuana or any other state union and that accepted your gun rights, we'll just say Arizona because that's close and that's where the gun rights have definitely been restored. If you came to Arizona and went to a gun store and purchased a firearm in the state of Arizona, you would be a legal possessor of that when you went back to Nevada?
No, I don't think I would be legal.
Okay, right.
I would have to have that pardon.
Okay, so that's my question is whether it would just preclude you from purchase or whether it could preclude you from ownership. And that's that law in Nevada that you're dealing with is unclear to me as far as that part of the issue goes. I also don't understand why we don't accept restored gun rights in Arizona as a basis to purchase in Nevada, but that's neither here nor there. So, at this point, sir, why don't you tell us about these two drug charges and what was going on in your life then and what led to your incarceration?
Okay, well, when I moved to Arizona in 1988, I believe, in December of 1988, my mother got incarcerated, and me and my brother, we continued on through high school, we graduated, we both played football, but I was moving in and out with different friends and different family. I wasn't stable. I started hanging around the wrong crowd, and doing the wrong thing to have money. I worked at City Factories in Tucson. I worked at McDonald's in Tucson. But I just didn't have enough to try to get my own place, and I was doing the wrong thing to try to survive.
Okay.
And eventually I moved on to Las Vegas and turned my life around. I've become a journeyman sheet metal worker. I've been a local union member here since 2001. I've coached football here in Nevada for 3 football teams. I've coached baseball here and basketball. I have one friend that just graduated Grand Canyon State University in Phoenix. I have another one attending there now. I have a stepson also here in Las Vegas that's working, and I have an 11-year-old daughter that's being homeschooled here.
That's very good, sir. That sounds tremendous. My youngest son graduated from GCU last year in school.
Last April, my son graduated.
Very good school. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your offspring. It sounds like you're very successful. It's a very good feeling, I know. I spent part of my working years working construction. In your profession, we always call them the tin members.
The tin knockers, yes, sir.
Tin knockers, tin members. Go get the tin members and fix that dust before you cut it up with our drywall. My profession had a lot of nicknames also, not always good. So, okay, so the party you're seeking really, you have to, you're a German sheet metal worker. It's one of the ones that is required in most kinds of construction. You've got employment opportunities, and you seem to have been successful in that. Your past history is there, but it hasn't really been a detriment to you and moving forward with your life, your successful parent. I'm not really involved with the kids with coaching and everything, which makes you a mentor for a lot more than your own kids. It seems like you're very successful, and the only bump in the road is the fact that the dad won't let you die young.
Yes, our union, they have a shooting club, and a lot of guys I'm working go hunting, and I've yet to been able to go.
Okay,
great. It's something that I wouldn't mind doing, with the guys.
Right. So the guy specifically told you that if you got a partner in Arizona, they would make the allow you to purchase and possess and everything?
Yes, sir.
Or are you thinking a partner would be moved from your record?
No. I actually talked to I forget what it's called, but Nevada, whatever, then you go and try to purchase a gun, and they denied me. They gave me a number to call back, and the lady told me that I had to have a pardon in Arizona in order to be able to purchase.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to explain something now about pardons and reasons that they're recommended to the government, and pardon is something that there's a very high bar set for accomplishments and reasons send a recommendation to the governor for a pardon. And unfortunately, to be able to purchase a firearm in another state isn't something that we normally would send a recommendation to the governor for. I understand your plight, and that's why I ask, because I'm unclear about Nevada's laws as to the difference between, because some places you can't go into a store and buy one, but the state's background check doesn't allow it. but it doesn't make you a prohibited possessor. In other words, if you are a firearm, if your dad gave you one, or, you know, things like that, it doesn't conclude your ownership, only your purchase ability. And I'm included in, you know, with Nevada's laws on that. And it seems that you understand that the player doesn't take it off your record. It just, it's an add-on that anybody in the background check on is going to find the same information about the convictions as they would have prior to the firearm. It's just that there's another entry that lives in your criminal history and showing it card. But the board sets a real high standard for pardons, and as one of my colleagues likes to explain, it's kind of like the Medal of Honor dictates something way more than just good conduct in the field, things like that. To get a Medal of Honor in the military, you have to go way above and beyond the normal, and it's just that bar is way up there, and just purchasing a firearm is something that is really difficult to justify writing a letter to the governor asking to grant a pardon so that a person can buy a gun in another state. It's one of the things that we do recommend to people that if they live in another state and have that issue, that they maybe contact their congressman in that state and the local government representatives and try to see if they can initiate something to get the law changed to make it make it easier on people. Because there are a lot of people with many states in their yard, and they get hurt, you know, they get on the record, and then they go out of their way to reform themselves and become better citizens and modern citizens, and they have many more times, and they teach their kids and other kids not to do that sort of stuff. And they mentor kids in sports. That's one of the things that helps a lot of kids stay out of trouble. And it sounds like that's how you stayed out of trouble in high school. You were in sports. And and once you got out of high school, you didn't have that reputation and that kind of support from your coaches and everything. And you stumbled and fell. So,
when I found myself again and put myself through a 5-year apprenticeship, and here I am today trying to keep forward.
Well, other than you can always go hunting with your friends. You just can't carry guns and do that part of the hunting. I always, whenever I get an opportunity where I got the gun in the thermal, where I just had the opportunity to go out in the woods and sit around the campfire and look for the game and everything, you really can be a good experience. I would say if my fellow board members have any specific questions, Mr. Pennell.
Thank you, Honorable Mr. Neal. Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir.
Just to follow up on the convictions themselves. If I read this correctly, you were in possession of some crack cocaine, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Were you using at the time?
I was using and selling.
I think this kind of goes without saying, I'm certainly trying to fish in the corner, but have you cleaned out from drug use since and for how long?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been clean since I moved to Nevada, which was in December of 99. When I was incarcerated, I was on a drug rehabilitation guard, and I have yet to have the desire to do anything. As a matter of fact, I don't even drink anymore. And I'm a construction worker.
That's a very good thing. Recreational drinking in this country is a reality, but I do appreciate that you've cleaned up, and I assume that based on the level of responsibility that you have now, but it is nice to know how long someone has put that behind them, and it sounds like it pushed you. Are you hitting 20 years of sobriety?
Yes, sir. Around December of this year.
Well, I certainly commend you for to that. I think the board thinks as well. So when you were released from your last conviction, did you have a period of community supervision or probation, or how did that work out for you?
Yes, actually, when I was released on the ankle bracelet, and I just made it off of that, and I think I was on regular parole until I left Arizona.
Well, do know, Mr. Cole, we certainly commend you for what you accomplished, and I'm glad to tell you that I've had the privilege of saying this to many people who sought pardon, but we've seen many model citizens who have had troubled pasts and put it behind them and moved on to become productive. And it's always hard work, and it's nice to know that you're doing well in Nevada. I want to thank you for this work. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, now, Mr. Cole, have you had all your civil rights bestowed upon you as of this moment? Everything except for this gun permit, so has everything else been taken care of?
Yes, everything has been restored, sir.
Okay. And you can vote and all those good things over there in Nevada, and all that's cleared up at this point, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I know you stated that you've already answered this question, but let me just ask it again. So why do you want this gun rights so that you can just go out and participate in hunting and so forth? That's why you want it. Why is this so important to you this time?
Actually, I wouldn't mind just having protection for my arm, but also I would like to be able to go out with my son and hunt and be able to shoot without, you know, worrying about going to jail. I feel like in my life, I've left all that behind me. I haven't had any type of violence or none of that. I just want to be able to go out and enjoy my stunts and shoot at the range. And, you know, I just want to be legal with it. I don't want any problems as far as the law is concerned. And that's really what it is. I just, you know, I want to be legal if I purchase a firearm. I wouldn't want to have any repercussions about me being a felon.
So I'm just trying to get to know you a little better. So how old were you when you came to Arizona, sir?
How old was I? Yes. I was almost 15 when I moved there.
Okay.
We had lived there before, but my mother was into all kind of stuff, and we ended up leaving when I was in elementary school.
So you know,
as a matter of fact, because we were in like a witness protection thing. My mom had witnessed a murder, and she testified against somebody.
And so y'all came out of Detroit, am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir, that's where I was born.
Okay.
My mother met my father, and my father was stationed at Davis Mountain Air Force Station.
Okay. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask at any rate, have you been involved with the criminal justice system since the crimes that you committed, that you had on your record, sir? Have you had any other?
There was one incident in Arizona when I was on parole, I believe. I took someone to the mall. They had a bag with them from Dillard, and I'm assuming she was returning some stuff and she was stealing. Anyway, I was on parole, so they had a parole hold on me, but once they cleared it up, I was freed and exonerated. I was never charged with that. Other than that, I've had a couple of traffic tickets. That's it.
Okay, well, I guess traffic tickets go around. Not going to hold that against you and anyone else. Why at this particular, well, I know you mentioned your son, but other than your son, why at this particular time you're requesting to be pardoned by the governor of Arizona, sir?
Well,
I know you want to get your, you know, searching God hung with your son, brother with your son.
I had actually been trying to do it for a while, and my wife kind of stayed on me. And she was like, you need to go ahead and get this done because, you know, times are getting bad, you never know. At least we'll be, have protection at home. We have a little girl, you know what I mean? The school she went to last year was very, very bad, and that's why I ended up homeschooling her. Right now, where I live in Nevada, it's not the best neighborhood, but I don't feel like I have to, you know, own a gun to shoot anybody like that. I just want to possess one for my protection and my family's protection, and to be able to go out and do sporting also.
I'm going to say this, and I think that Mr. Neal and August Gawainis already said it. I think that one of the things that you and anyone else who's interested in those gun rights from the state of Nevada, because you're not the first one to come before this board, you know, requesting gun rights from the state of Nevada, that seemed to be a real issue. But I think that this is something that really, that someone, and I'm not saying that it should be you, but someone needs to take up with the state legislators rather than continuing to come over to Arizona and continue to be rejected in the state of Arizona. Because, you know, the governor of the state of Arizona, you know, is not in a position to tell the governor in Nevada what to do, what not to do. I just listened to the governor yesterday on the radio, but it had nothing to do with guns, but it had to do with another issue. And of course, the question was asking, he said, you know, I cannot tell my counterpart from another state what to do or what not to do. And I think that this is one of the challenges that we have when it comes to gun rights, especially as it relates to Nevada. There may be some other states, but Nevada in particular, and that's a neighboring state, and so many, you know, leave Arizona and go to Nevada. And I'm going to say this, and I don't mean any harm when I say this now, Mr. Cole, but you know, one way to solve that problem is to relocate to the great state of Arizona, sir.
And you know what, sir? I thought about it, but the money I make here in Las Vegas, I wouldn't even make half the money I make in Arizona in my trade. Oh. As a matter of fact, Phoenix's union has dropped out of our trade state.
Oh, okay. I just had to put that one in, sir.
I just went and visited you guys not too long ago.
Okay, well, we always welcome you because we need your tax money over here in Arizona. Y'all don't need it over there in Nevada. Y'all have so much money in Nevada, but we do need it over here in Arizona. But real pleasure speaking with you, sir, and I want to thank you so very much for being so friendly in terms of our discussion, and I want to thank you, Honorable Mr. Neal, for allowing me to speak with Mr. Cole. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Cole, again, Dr. Wright's comment gave me a note about, too, if you come into the room, if you've got, you know, friends or family here, you come there and then buy a gun immediately with them, and when you come, then you and your son can go to the range, and you can always get a non-resident permit to go hunting.
Well, sir,
that's an expensive way around it, you know. But you made a lot of money up there, so.
I understand
for where, you know, cost of living in Nevada, especially around Vegas, is a lot higher than it is here for most things, and though there's I don't know, like you're just seeing that there's so much growth, but with the way that if they're not building a new casino, they're rebuilding an older casino, and there's a lot of tin has to be knocked around. Steel Fed Framers have a lot of good paying work up there too, is the way we build their building. So anyway, let's get back to this. So, sir, we're going to end the hearing, and what we would like to do is give you an opportunity to make a final statement, tell them anything else you think we might need to know to make our decision, and once you've done that, we'll go into discussion to make our decision. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, I would just like to say that as a young man, I didn't know everything. I wish I knew what I know now. I wouldn't have gotten myself in trouble. I'm sorry for the crimes I committed. I did my time. I learned my lesson. I turned my life around and become kind of successful out of here. And in return, I've coached kids out here that are playing college ball right now. And I got two sons, but one is in college, one graduated. And I just want to be a good citizen and uphold the law. I don't want any trouble, you know, as far as law is concerned. I'll stay clean. I don't make any waves. I've been through several training courses. I'm PTI certified. I've done my own residential energy training out here. And I'm just praying that you guys grant me this pardon so I can proceed with being successful.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. And, just a point of clarification, the board doesn't grant pardons, we only decide whether to forward it to the governor with a recommendation for a pardon. The governor makes the decision. Okay, well, thank you, sir. We're going to be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. Stay on the phone, remain silent, and I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, we'll be discussing. Well, Mr. Kelly was definitely a success story. Very interesting gentleman. Seems like he's been around the block more than once. And his last trip around, he figured out that he had to stay on the straight and narrow. Successful to be graduated from college and in college. Raised a daughter when he had the homeschooler. That in itself is a great commendation for anybody. That's not an easy task. And sometimes it seems like it's the definite right way to go. But the situation is terrible. It's an unfortunate thing. I agree with Dr. Wright that it's something that somewhere down the line, somebody needs to get some legislators working on this issue, because the rules in Nevada, the way not their legislators, they didn't say that the legislators, and it seems that a lot of people that moved to Nevada from that moment of the legal states and the county records, and now they're looking for buying their own guns for something that happened 20 years ago,
as far as the state.
I do recognize that Mr. Coles has done a very good job of returning to the community, and I really want to thank him. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Wright?
I agree with the two of you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so moving on, the information in the application back, any discussion today, I'm going to make a motion in regards to Mr. Damian Crowe's request for a pardon, and the motion is to not recommend to the governor for a pardon, and that would be my motion.
Second.
Okay.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Thomas, and moved by Dr. Wright, and moved by Ms. Williams. Next, Mr. Cole.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you've heard our discussion and our decision, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, I don't want to use the, you know, the term apologize, but, you know, it is regretful that you're in the situation that you're in. And unfortunately, that's the state's, you know, a bit of state, that kind of an issue. But recommending the pardon to the governor needs to be at a much higher standard than just purchasing a firearm, as Mr. Thomas said. Okay, do you understand, sir?
Now, the pardon, doesn't that, like, clearing the record or bringing up?
No, absolutely not. It only, the governor pardons it, which, I don't know, it puts a notation on the record that you received a pardon from the governor, but it does not take the crimes off of your record. That's an expungement, and in Arizona, there's no process for expungement, so even with a pardon, it's still going to show up as a, on your, you know, anytime you do a thing, background check, it's going to show up as you having done those crimes and you were convicted of them. And it'll always be there. And that's an unfortunate thing. That's a wish that there was a mechanism in this state to give an expungement, because that would save you a lot of problems, and it would actually save you a lot of problems, because it could be taken care of on a lot different level than having to go through your ability to get the 22. So, but that's, again, that's something that needs to be taken up by the citizenry with the legislative body to try to make changes to the law. So we do so, and the board, and I speak as an individual, but I'm sure I speak for the board in total today. We very much commend you for what you've done with your life since you were 12. And I personally would like to thank you for staying involved with the kids in your area. And I say kids, to me, anybody over 100 the age of about 50 is a kid. That's how old my oldest son is 50, so anybody that's his age or younger is a kid. But when you stay involved with the younger generation and the sports involvement can make a huge difference in kids as you grow up. So thank you for appearing, and even with telephone, thanks for appearing today. We do wish you best luck. Continue on the line you're going, and you'll be successful for the rest of your life. Okay?
Okay, do you guys have any suggestions or how to go about being legally in Nevada?
Not like I said, yeah. Only thing would be a change to the law or an exemption by, you know, some type of exemption coming through the government there. There's nothing Arizona can do to make it legal in Nevada.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your contributions to the community.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. We're going to disconnect.